Welcome to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, along here with producer Howard Walkin. We are recording from the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we have an incredible show today. We absolutely felt it was vital to take a moment to reflect and to share story here on the crisis of this incredible earthquake that has happened in Nepal. As we all know, the world was stunned last week when a 7.9 earthquake hit Nepal. And for those of you who've been there, you know this is an extraordinary country, incredible people, and it is an absolute devastation that is happening. And here at ZGR, we're really always advocating oneness in how we all are affected, no matter where you are in the world. So without further ado, I am absolutely honored to have the president of Himalayan Healthcare, Dr. Robert Crozier McKenzie.
Thanks, Lainey. We're honored to be here.
So for those of you out there who are always wondering what people are doing in the world when they're not having their day job, this is a perfect opportunity to see what people are doing with their time. Tell us a little bit about Himalayan Healthcare and who it's benefiting, why you're doing it, and all that sort of stuff. And then we look forward to really getting an update, a true, direct update from you on what's happening over there.
Absolutely, Lainey. So Himalayan Healthcare is a non-governmental organization. We're a nonprofit and non-denominational organization. I like to actually say that we're so non, we actually get something done. We've been in Nepal for close to 23 years. We're based in Kathmandu. We do have an office in New York City. We are a healthcare, education, and income-generating organization that works in the rural aspects of Nepal. We specifically work in the Dating region, which is a region that spans north of the Kathmandu Valley all the way up to the Tibetan border. The epicenter of the earthquake was on the western part of our district and affected all of our villages that we work in. We work in specifically four villages up in the Dating region, Tipling, Sirtan, Lapa, and Jarling. These are small villages that you can only access by foot. It's a three-day walk from the closest town, which is Dadi Basing, which is now our staging area for our earthquake relief efforts. We originally started out as just a medical relief organization, and over the years we've gotten into education and income generation through the villagers' request. Like I said, we've been there for 23 years. We have two treks a year, medical treks. We take medical professionals up into the hills, up to the clinics that we have established in these four villages. These villages are staffed by medical professionals, Nepalese-based medical professionals, 24/7 during the year, and then we visit them twice a year. We've also built a hospital in the eastern part of the country that wasn't affected by the quake, and that's in Elam, right on the Darjeeling border with India. So we offer healthcare. We've also support the schools, adult schools in these regions, and more recently we've gotten into income-generating programs for the artisans in the villages. They make artisan gifts, and then we import them to the United States, sell them, and then push the profits and back into the company, Himalayan Healthcare for the healthcare and education aspect of our organization.
You know, I actually had, this is how I've come to know about you through Debbie Lang, and she had this brilliant film in a film festival called Hearts in the Himalayas, and I was absolutely astounded. First, I was just wept at how beautiful it was that people like you from around the world are taking your craft and your gift and bringing it to these people and teaching them, you know, the basics. I mean, you know, for people out there who have, you know, a hospital up the way, this is, as he said, you know, there's nowhere anything close by. 3 days to get in, and you're teaching them. I mean, this film really showed a lot of what you're doing. Just incredible.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have Deb Lang, the award-winning filmmaker, approach us and tell us, you know, I'd like to do a film about you, and I'm not going to charge you a penny for it. And we had to take a second take and say, really? And she did. She made this award-winning film called Hearts in the Himalayas about us. It is on our website. It is a phenomenally beautiful, accurate portrayal of the work that Anil Parajuli, who's our founder, his wife, Sony Parajuli, and all of the Himalayan healthcare staff has been doing for the last 23 years.
And what is that website so people can know right away to go check that out?
So it's www.himalayanhealthcare.org.
Okay.
And that's that'll bring up the website. The film is on there. You can click on there and watch the film. And as well, there's opportunities to donate for our quake relief.
Well, let's get into the quake relief with just a few minutes left. What is happening? I know that you've been giving some daily updates or as many updates as you can to let the people worldwide know what's happening. What are you seeing over there?
Well, absolutely. I'm stateside at this point, and as well, our U.S. director, Christine Madden, and Tim Cotton, our other board member, and Dave Johnson are working the phones and emails here. Anil is in Kathmandu at this time with his wife, Sony. But we have a staging area out in Dadi Basin, which is 4 hours west of Kathmandu. That's the largest local town close to where we can get up into these very remote villages. To date, what we've done is we've moved our Elam hospital staff, who's come from the eastern part of the country, into Dadi Basin. We've also amassed a number of generators, cell phones, food products, tarps and tents that we can get our hands on, and we're in the process of now of trying to get up to these four remote villages that we have been serving for the last 23 years. There have been landslides in this area secondary to the quake, so these villages now are only accessible by helicopter. There, unfortunately, has been a lack of helicopter access to this region until about yesterday. Now we're starting to get helicopters in. The weather, unfortunately, for the last day has not cooperated with us. We hope tomorrow to really be able to get some of the helicopters up there, get some of our staff on the ground, get the cell phones and the sat phones up into this region so then we can start communicating with our staff members that are already up there that are at these clinics 24/7 and really understand what's going on. So in the short of it, we've amassed as many relief products and that we can at this point and in the dining region, and we're getting ready to go up into the mountains at this point. And what we'll find, we'll see in the next couple of days, but as what we know from now, from up to date at this point, is this is a region with about 35,000 people that we normally serve. We have a sense that about 8,000 of them are homeless. We have brought out a couple of helicopters of critically ill people that have told us that a good portion of some of these villages are completely flattened. We have reported at least 300 plus deaths, and that's not even counting the numbers that we're going to find when we get up there. Dadi Basin does have a hospital there right now with an operating room that's that they're working around the clock with patients. We have orthopedic surgeons that have come in from India that's working in this hospital with prostheses for crush injuries. We brought in 15,000 bottles of water purification tablets, as I mentioned, several generators to get the telecom communications system back up and running. And we're going to actually bring in our architect from Scotland, no less, who's been there before, who's going to try to get up in the area and see about the long-term rebuilding aspects. So we're going at this full force in every imaginable angle we can, first with medical relief and then also with an eye towards what we need to do long term.
Wow. I mean, it's so surreal hearing you talk about what is happening over there. And it's so heartbreaking because Nepal and the people are so beautiful and the scenery, the people, it's just, I think about, oh, you know, why? You can never know when, you know, you never get that question answered, why, when tragedy strikes to such incredible, you know, depths like this. So again, let's go ahead and say the website again. And please, people, if it's a Starbucks coffee, one or two that you can eliminate this week and next week, think about even just a little bit to support the needs. It's catastrophic, and obviously all these supplies take a lot of resources, and the people of the world, please listen up. This is an opportunity to give back and give to people who so badly need it. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and repeat that website.
So it's HimalayanHealthcare.org. So that's HimalayanHealthcare, HealthCare, all one word, HimalayanHealthcare.org. That's www before that. We are very much appreciated of any donations that can be given. Our site started receiving donations before we even put out our first plea for help in the early mornings after the quake. We are an organization. So far, we've raised about $120,000. We spent $40,000 in the last 2 days just on helicopter flights, generators, and all the rest. We're very appreciative of the support we've gotten from our donor base, which is 400 donations so far, and any and all other donations will be used efficiently and to the point to help the people in Nepal.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much. And what we'll also do from the Zeta Global end here, we will go ahead and post all that information on our bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio page. We'll also have it on our Facebook page. Also, stay on the line because Dr. McKiersey, we will we'll create a PSA. So we will continuously be running through the rest of the shows in the coming weeks. Another way for people to remember to donate to Himalayan Healthcare. Thank you so much for being here today, and thank you for all the incredible work that you're doing. And again, HimalayanHealthcare.org, and we will be right back with the rest of our show. Thank you so much. ZGR, Zeta Global Radio.
The world was stunned last week at the news of Nepal's devastating 7.9 earthquake. Himalayan Healthcare desperately needs your help. ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, is a proud supporter of the relief efforts in Nepal. Join us as we honor the work of HHC. Doctors from around the globe are donating their time to bring the supplies and medical care to those who are only reachable via a 3-day trek by foot. Donate now at HimalayanHealthcare.org. Your contribution goes towards the purchase of tents and tarps. The monsoon season is about to arrive, and the majority of the Nepalese people are without shelter. Let's save lives and work towards rebuilding the villages and families in the Himalayas that have been so gravely affected.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network. Today we are connecting with two incredibly inspirational and powerful international speakers and healers, and they are going to be making their way to Beijing, China here shortly for their workshops and evening with and one-on-one get-togethers. So today we have Dee Wallace and Stuart Pierce, and starting off this great show, I'm so excited. We have Dee Wallace here, and I'm thrilled to have her on the show. I've got to know her through my business partner, Vitali, and I've been reading her bio and so much. And, of course, the world knows her as the mother of Gertie and team in E.T., but she has also starred in more than 400 commercials and is one of Hollywood's most sought-after TV guest stars, including appearances on Grey's Anatomy, Cold Case, Ghost Whisperer, My Name is Earl, goes on and on, Criminal Minds. But besides her amazing, amazing acting career, she is also a beloved acting coach. She's an internationally known healer, but she has a book coming out, or I believe it's out already, Bright Light, which we'll talk about later in the show, as well as two global radio shows. And God, I think I need hours to talk to Dee. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my great pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a busy little creator.
You know what? I think big energies and big lights get big challenges and big platforms, and you are just completely right up there in the goddess energy of women I like to talk to and hang out with.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I like being me.
I think a lot of people like you being you, because what you are doing with what you've been given and what you've had here on this planet to learn is opportunities to now share and model with others, and you have so many platforms you can do it from. So this, particularly on our shows, ZGR and Zeta Global Radio on BBS, is such a conscious and open platform that we can share who we are, we can talk the languaging that makes us the authentic person that we are and what we're providing to the world. So feel free to just talk openly as you are, because I think that's how you live your life. Is that right?
Absolutely. What you see is what you get, baby.
Well, let's talk about what we see. So you've had an incredible acting career and still going strong. You're getting into inspirational teaching, but a lot of this, I think, comes from basically your divine dharmic path, right? It's not anything we can choose. It's what really Spirit's handed us and where you go with it. And I just want to acknowledge you, as I was reading your bio, how are so open and in your truth about the things that have happened in your life and how they've affected you.
We're all Spirit,
yeah.
And we're all God, and it's all one energy. And Source, in the beginning, shot us out and said, here, I believe in you, and I love you, and I trust you so much, go and create yourself. And that's what we're here to do. We are literally here to learn to be the creators of energy and to know that we have always been given the right and the blessing to do that, and that however we so choose to create ourselves, that's the direction our energy takes. So I don't think it's as happenstance as a lot of people have been taught in the past. I know unconditionally that we have power over the direction of our own energy. Scientists will tell you that that's all there is energy. What we do with energy and how we direct it is how that energy gets defined. So ultimately, there is no good and evil in the world. There is only energy and the direction of that energy into good or evil.
Well said. Thank you for sharing that. I believe that our platform here has always been, will always be about the oneness. And that's what makes having this global radio show so great, is that we can interview people like you who share in that same ethic of that we're all connected, we're all one. And wherever we are in the world, that whatever is happening, it's a consciousness that we all are connected to, all one God. So thank you for sharing that. And I had brought that up just because when I read your bio, I get to see the whole, what you're wanting to share with the world, and some of the things that have come into your life, growing up with your father and an alcoholic father and eventual suicide, and some of these things that some people go, wow, how do you recover from it? But then you show up in this as this bright light, just as your book is appropriately titled, with how you've made yourself into the person you are today. So do you want to comment on that?
I at one point literally, when my husband died early with a heart attack, and I kind of fell to my knees and I, wailing at God or the powers that be, said, I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be a victim. I'm tired. I'm so tired of being tired. I am so tired of being angry and feeling like the world is against me, which were a lot of the messages from my childhood. I'm so tired of thinking that life has to be hard and unhappy, and that you only need what you need. You never really need or have a right to everything you want. I'm so tired of all of that. I want a way we can create ourselves anew. And within seconds, the channel opened up and I started receiving messages, which I continually become educated more on every day. And the first message I got was, use the light within yourself to heal yourself. Now,
beautiful.
You know, we all have kind of heard those words over the years, and I kind of had an understanding of what they meant. But every day, I, you know, I do private sessions from all across the world every day, and I really realize how we all hear it, we all speak it, we all read it, we all write about it, but very few of us are living it.
No, I think that's true. I think that a lot of people are living in what you had said. They're tired, they're exhausted, they may be going through depression or grief, or they're having sort of the down part of life, and they need that break. They need that inspiration. They need that one person or seminar or healer that can really take them into the next trajectory of their existence. And as you said, a lot of that, the blessings already are within, because as long as we can acknowledge that it starts within ourselves, that's the beginning of the next step. And I think you share that probably in your workshops and your seminars.
Oh, that's everything I teach, is love yourself
beautiful.
Enough to create who you want to be. And then your world shifts around you. It's a law. And it is miraculous to watch. But and the first thing that everybody has to do is step forward and choose that they want to take responsibility for themselves, because we have been taught to blame everybody else and go, you're the reason why I'm so screwed up, or until all of this other stuff happens and clears up, then I can't do anything about my life. And either place is going to render you a continuing victim that isn't going to change much in their life.
So true. I remember someone talking about the victim, the rescuer, and the saboteur, and which one are you? Because none of those serve you. And so if you can kind of get out of those patterns and really just find out your true essence and why you're here, I mean, those are such a good building blocks. It's the things that don't serve you and what you can do to serve yourself and those around you.
Absolutely. And you got to start with you, you know, and we're taught that morally that's not okay. That's being self-centered, righteous, blah, 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 all that.
You need the self-care. And
you got to start with self-love. You've got to start with thinking you're the most miraculous thing that you know, after little green apples, there isn't anything better. And you just every day have to start looking in the mirror going, I love you, you're fabulous. In this day-to-day, I choose to really acknowledge how awesome I am. Because ultimately, you are not going to want to give yourself the things that you are telling yourself you want if you don't think you deserve them and are worthy of them.
The less than. Well, I think, you know, I personally went through a pretty tragic situation in my life when the love in my life committed suicide. And you go through so much in your mind of why, what, how, you know, how are you involved with this and where to blame. And I think about, God, I can't wait to read your book now, because I can't wait to read Bright Light, because I feel like you're going to be sharing so much of who you are out in this book. And, you know, maybe we can talk about that right now. It seems like the perfect time to segue into that, because I think you're going to be an inspiration to so many people. And maybe what we'll do is take a break right now, and then on the next segment, get right into Bright Light and then your bright, incredible lectures coming up in the world, including Beijing and the seminars and workshops and how to learn more about Dee Wallace. You're listening to Lainey Savante Quirk here on ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Do you want to develop skills that can help others to heal the past, correct the present, and embrace the future? Would you like to turn your passion for guiding others on their spiritual path into a profession?
Dolores Cannon, pioneering researcher, author of 19 books, and renowned healer and speaker, refined her unique training method of advanced hypnotherapy over the past 4.5 decades. Today, quantum healing hypnosis technique is the world's fastest growing accredited training course. Level 1 is available online now. It's easy to learn, affordable, and effective. Level 2 is the advanced module. QHHT has trained and certified over 6,000 practitioners. Take advantage of our exclusive offer for ZGR listeners only. If you register today for Level 1 online certification program, you'll receive a 10% discount by using code ZETA2015. That's ZETA2015. This offer is valid until June 31st, 2015. For more information and to enroll, please visit DoloresCannon.com/learn-QHHT-online. And don't forget to use our exclusive discount code ZETA2015.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Quirk, and I have the absolute honor to be speaking right now with Dee Wallace, actress, healer, author, inspirational, seminar leader. I mean, you name it. Please welcome back Dee to the show and as we talk about her book, Bright Light.
Hi, baby.
So tell us about Bright Light.
Well, my daddy used to call me his little Bright Light. And really, if you look at pictures of me when I was younger, it was like the sunshine was just shooting out of me. And I think I came in really to be the balance of this light in my family. We were very poor. My grandma really raised me because my mom had to work all the time. My dad was a drunk, alcoholic, ended up shooting himself in the head when I was in high school.
Wow.
Now, you see, I could have kept telling that story and using it as an excuse not to be the fabulous me.
Yeah.
And the light that I came in as, which we all came in as, by the way. We all come in as this innocent, beautiful little light of creation, right? What we do with it is then up to us. And unfortunately, many of us use our stories, our limiting stories, and everybody's got one. Everybody's been abused, used, screwed over, disappointed,
stripped away,
had a death in their lives that affected. I mean, that's kind of what being here is. Is okay. Well, now what are you going to do with it?
That's
are you
right.
going to let it limit you and keep you in fear and define who you are, or are you going to say, okay, I'm grown up now. Now I get to choose my own path. And I'm going to define me as this, and I'm going to create me as that, and that's what my focus and intention are going to be on. That's what my commitment to myself is going to be.
So have you channeled that all into your book or to your seminars, a little bit of both? Tell us a little bit about that.
Everything. Yeah. I teach it. It's one of the core teachings of everything I teach. Yes, it's beautifully illustrated in Bright Light, and I talk about all the big movies and the lessons, the spiritual lessons that I got along the way. I talk about, my childhood, and then my dad's suicide, and then getting hurt severely in the business, and
yes.
then the loss of my husband. All of those things could have made me stop creating me, and did for about 20 years, until
yes.
I woke up and I said, wow, I've been telling this story for 20 years, and the only person that I'm still hurting with this story is me. So I got to change my story. I've got to change my focus. I've got to get busy being that light that I was when I came in. And it all starts with you. And that decision to do that, nobody else can do that for you. You've got to go, okay, I get it. That's what happened. That's not what has to keep happening anymore.
There you go. I can only imagine you as a acting coach, because I work in the film industry here locally in New Mexico with a lot of filmmakers, up-and-coming actors, and I am excited because I'm sure they, as well as other people around the whole planet, are listening to the show. And if you have any words of inspiration of these actors, of what they can do, if there's any tips you want to provide, this would be a good time, because I'm sure they would be wanting to hear this energy.
And this is to anybody doing anything. Don't believe any of the limitations that anybody wants to give you. Because if you create your own life, you only create your limitations if you accept those that are given onto you by other people. So, there's a great book out. Leigh Vollman, who is one of our great actresses, wrote a book called Changing. And I would suggest to all beginning actors, or anybody beginning in any venue or creation anywhere, to read that book. Because Leigh Vollman came over from, I believe it was Sweden. Everybody wanted to change her. You have to lose weight. You have to lose your accent. You have to do this. You have to do that. And she went, no, not who I am. And so, of course, she became famous because she was who she was. They are looking for the specialness of you. But if you deny the specialness and uniqueness of you, then they can't see it because you're not letting them.
Mm, well said.
So, you know, the other thing that I would throw out to anybody is don't ever lose the fun and the passion of what you're doing. If you lose the fun and the passion and it becomes hard and scary and too much work and all that, you've thwarted the creation process that is up to you to use. The universe responds to love and passion and joy and feeling good.
That's the frequency. That's the frequency of manifestation, right? Staying in the love and the joy.
You bet. I mean, my channel says all the time, love and joy, love and joy, love and joy.
There you go.
You know, how long have we heard it? The first thing we're taught about God is love. And Peter Pan says, you know, since the 1940s, think happy thoughts and you fly. And the Wizard of Oz says, Dorothy, you had the power all along. And E.T. says, keep your heart open if you want to get back home. We've heard it and heard it and heard it, and yet we always go back to the anger and the fear and the judgment.
Well, you have great reference points, and I'm sure E.T. is just one of so many things that have happened in your life that you can go, wow. You know, in fact, I just watched Earth to Echo, speaking of movies like E.T., and these movies continue just to inspire me of how we are so just connected, not only here, but to the higher cosmos. And speaking of higher cosmos, you're getting ready to fly here soon in May to Beijing, China. Should we talk about that for a little bit? Because that's pretty exciting.
I am so honored to bring this work over to these beautiful, amazing people that are asking for it and hungry for it.
They're just exploding in their awakening process over in China. And you're going to have a workshop there, an evening with Dee Wallace. Somebody told me, I think Vitali told me, our beautiful Vitali from Zeta Global Group, that is this true? E.T. is the highest grossing film in China? This is, if it is, I mean, if it's not the highest grossing, it's probably way up there. I mean, they're going to...
Second highest grossing in the entire world.
Incredible. Well, they are going to be so excited to have you there.
The heart energy and the truthfulness of that picture continues to heal people to this day. I just had a lady a few months ago come up to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Dee, I want you to know you've been part of a miracle in my son's life. Her son was autistic, and she had never heard him speak, ever. And he was 10 years old. And she took him to see the re-release of E.T., and on the way home, he started saying every line that E.T. said. Now, you see, that is a message and a vibration that transcends mental understanding. And
without
that
question.
Picture continues to heal people on so many levels because it is a true message, a heart message of love.
Yeah. You could just feel the expansion in my heart and probably everyone listening, even just when talking about it. And if you haven't seen E.T., make sure you go out and watch it because it is just magical. No matter if you saw it 20 years ago or you saw it last night, it's just really powerful. Dee, with just a few minutes left we have here, how do people reach you, learn more about your book, learn more about your lectures and workshops coming up in the world, including the ones happening in China?
You can find me on my website at IamDeeWallace.com. And pretty much all the information, there's a lot of free offerings there if you want to start learning about my work. And if you go to the store and go to the webinars, there is every subject that you might possibly be challenged with right now, we have done an amazing webinar on, which is all channeled information, question and answer. You really want to understand how the energy works in creation. Guys, it's really easy. It is so easy, but you have to know how it works, and you have to start with you. You know, if you're waiting for your guides or your angels or God or Buddha to deliver it to you, I want to remind you of the saying, God helps him who helps himself.
Beautifully
it's stated
said. Active energy.
Clear, yeah, it's stated very clear in the I Am Discourses that that source cannot intervene on your behalf until you clearly ask for it to. And ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. So this is what I want. This is what I am going to create. I am committed to this. Now all energy come in and partner with me in creating this in my life. And you watch. It's magical.
So it is. Dee Wallace, thank you so much for being here today. It was an absolute honor, as I mentioned before. And I wish you tremendous joy and success on all of your endeavors, but particularly this upcoming one in May here in Beijing, China, with my partner over there, Leo. And I know he's going to take good care of you. Is this your first time going to China, or have you been there before? Well, this is exciting. I'm actually going to be joining everybody for the big sound healing conference we're doing in October in Beijing. So hopefully I will cross paths with you either there or somewhere on the globe.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? I would love that.
Absolutely. Dee, thank you so much for being here. And again, you can find Dee as well. We'll have lots of information on her on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. We also have our BBSradio.com/Zeta Global Radio, our profile page, and we will keep you updated on what Dee's up to in the world. And again, Dee, thank you so much for being here. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm. And coming up next, we'll be speaking to the international voice himself, Stuart Pierce, right here on Zeta Global Radio. Stick around. We have a lot more. ZGR is excited to be a media partner at this year's Pure Living Expo taking place in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd through 27th. Get ready to cleanse, rejuvenate, and empower yourself with the best of the best health luminaries of today. This gathering is more than just workshops, talks, and keynote presentations. You'll experience those along with the Pure Living Cafe, Earth School, Expo Showroom, a dance party, and so much more. Come for the live professional food prep demos with some of the most celebrated living food chefs, meet the wellness experts who are changing the future, and of course, take part in the incredible scenic and magical energy that only Sedona has worldwide. Get your tickets now at purelivingexpo.com. Use special code ZGR2015 and you'll get 10% off your tickets. I'll see you there in the land of the Red Rocks at Pure Living Expo, July 23rd through 27th.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest.
Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, the lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider the lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Welcome back to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, and it is my divine honor to welcome to our show here Stuart Pierce, who is an incredible inspirational speaker, a master of voice and presentation. He will be, along with Dee Wallace, joining our team of Zeta Global Group in China in coming weeks here in May. And without further ado, we welcome Stuart Pierce. Thank you for being here.
Well, how wonderful to be here with you and speaking with you. It's a very extraordinary project that we're involved in Beijing. So it's a great honor to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that. We've had Dee Wallace on the show, and Vitaly and Leo are my partners on so many levels. And it's just been so exciting about how the people of China are opening up and expanding in so many ways and open to all the different new materials coming their way, but particularly what you do with your presentation consulting. Now, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing there.
Well, I've been invited to present the core ingredients of the work that I've been processing, I suppose, nearly 40 years, principally training actors, but then moving into the working with corporate identities or politicians or members of royalty or, starry people of illumination.
And, the high-profile
so
ones.
In these situations, people are very fearful, even though they may appear to be assured. They're often very, very fearful about public speaking. And so what I do is I step in and make it much easier. I share essentially tools of embodiment, not tools of ideas, but tools of sensation and feeling, because as we all know, that's the our bodies are the things that tend to let us down when we're nervous. So that's what I'll be doing in Beijing. I'll be producing a two-day seminar for the wonderful people who will be coming, which will be all about the power of presentation. And it's based on one simple tenet, which is offered us from the School of NLP and Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which is a method of effective communication training. And the premise is very simple. It is that all successful communication is based on 60% body language, 30% voice tone, and 10% content. So it's not what we say, it's how we say it that registers with our audience and either alerts them and quickens them so they quiver with anticipation, or they are dulled into a deathless sleep.
Well, it's terrific because our audience, we have a global audience that listens to the show, but our background also is heavily in film, and I know you have an incredible background in theater, so there's probably a lot of people, filmmakers and actors alike, listening to this and probably listening intently because what you're saying is so pivotal to their performance when they go to audition or be on camera.
Yeah, and of course, since 1980, through the 70s, I was an actor, and then an organic change took place in 1980, and an opportunity was offered me by a very extraordinary voice coach, the voice director of the Royal Shakespeare Company, to move into the status of her, not apprentice, but of an assistant role. And one of the great opportunities that arose for me at that time was literally working with Margaret Thatcher. So it was a big door that opened for me, and I realized that a lot of the classical training that I'd received as an actor was a preparation for the work that I then went on to do. So, these 35 years later, I've worked extensively with actors, both in theater and in film. But as you're quite rightly referring to my biography, or my bio, that I've spent a lot of time working in classical theater, and for a number of years was Master of Voice at Shakespeare's Globe.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. And I was really interested in the alchemy of voice. So let's talk about that. I just love the title of it. And one of the things that caught my attention, or I resonated with, is how you're saying that there are certain frequencies for our body. And if I have this wrong, correct me, but what I was interpreting it was, there are certain frequencies for our body that bring us into our best state, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, I mean, it's very simple, which is that sound is at the core of creation, as we know from descriptions such as the Big Bang, or if we look at our own lives, the very first thing that we achieve on an independent level as we shoot out of our mother's birth canal or lift it from her belly, the first thing that we do is that we gulp air, and then we produce this great roar of life. And that moment is considered to have mystical proportions in most of the great cultures of our planet. So, for example, what we're referring to is that we each have a note, we each have a sound, which when we produce it, takes us into the core pleasure of what harmony is all about. What's interesting is that so often we are not tuned into the relaxation of our bodies. So often we are not tuned into the power of our bodies. We tend to reside in the cerebral domain of our heads. And as a result of that, we produce a completely different sound. I mean, for example, you know, the sound of the Western world is the sound that sort of goes rather like that in the head, as opposed to being in this part of the body, which sounds completely different.
Well, that's interesting.
One can be referred to as being electrical, and the other can be referred to as being magnetic. Now, for the actor or for the great public speaker, of course, we can see automatically the importance, or indeed the quintessence of what I'm sharing is really very interesting, because the actor needs to become spellbinding. And this is a way of becoming spellbinding.
That's incredible. It's interesting because where we're recording now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is the Lab Recording Studios, where Howard and I work with recording artists all the time on their album. And I'm always listening to him the way you can really see almost what we call like the sweet spot when they're really in the correct pitch. And they're just, I mean, their whole body, everything is just expanding. You can feel the energy around them. And then we're always talking, of course, and we've talked to Vitaly, who's working on his album, is about being in A432 and 444 and 528 megahertz and really getting those frequencies that really shift the energy for them and the people who will be resonating with what they're expressing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's intriguing, isn't it, that many of us who are working with sound, whether it be musical sound or the spoken voice or the sung voice, that we're moving in the same direction towards this sweet spot, this God spot, which I refer to as being our signature note, that we each have one. Now, I do tend to approach it intuitively, although you can hear from the articulation of this consciousness that I also have a very awakened left brain. But I tend to approach it from a very intuitive point of view, because it seems to me that from a healing point of view, most of us are actually caught, are held, not blocked, but held. Energy is held within us as a result of the emotional or psychological circumstances of our lives. And so what I do is I use sound to help people really shift from the complexity of what the holding point is. And when I say sound, I generally speaking use the talking cure initially as a tool, allowing that person to feel reassured, allowing that person to feel relaxed, allowing that person to feel absolutely rested in the conviction of what it is to feel belief, faith, and trust, that they are moving themselves towards a point of very unique healing. And then once we've arrived at that spot, automatically the individual is open to receive the permeations of the great sound currency that comes through from the source into our beings, and therefore into whomever we're transmitting it to. What's crucial, of course, is the fact that with sound there is intention. Well, the question is, what's the quality of the intention? And most people are rather unsure or unclear about what their intention is. So I move us all, I titillate us all, I scintillate us all towards the one of the major things that I've discovered in life, which is the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing, and then it happens. And here we are using sound to bring that about. Isn't it wonderful? Sound is the medicine of the future.
I think it's exquisite. Let me ask you, Stuart, within the 1 minute we have left, and of course we'll certainly look forward to having you on another segment down the road here, is there an easy way to release the energy of stage fright?
Is there an easy way?
I mean, is it something that you can easily tell something, or is it a process? I know I hear about stage fright all the time, and like as you said, it doesn't matter if you're famous or it's your first time out speaking in front of the public.
Well, in simplicity, I suppose there are two currents, there are two ways in. The first is to try and define why the individual is held in fear. And my experience suggests that it's to do with something that took place during childhood when we were harshly criticized by a very strong authority figure. This can be a parent or some other form of caregiver like a teacher. And it normally is the misuse of yang force that scores through the individual. That's the first thing. The second is to tune automatically into the physiology to find some way of producing relaxation. And the key is the way that we breathe. That if our bodies are breathing with the lustrous nature of what pranayama is all about, they automatically begin to relax, they begin to yield, they begin to open to receiving and accepting the possibility of being absolutely magnificent. Oh,
thank you so much, Stuart, for that. That was brilliant, and I know certainly helpful for many. And how can they learn more about the work that you do, Stuart?
Well, concerning the Alchemy of Voice, the easiest thing is to go online to www.thealchemyofvoice.com. And there is my website, which takes us into the path of angelic sound healing and using, you know, finding ways of discovering our signature note. If people are interested in a much more secular path, moving towards the corporate, corporate training and so forth, I would suggest going to www.stuartpearce.com, StuartPearce.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here today, and I wish you the best in China. We'll be right back.
Do you want to develop skills that can help others to heal the past, correct the present, and embrace the future? Would you like to turn your passion for guiding others on their spiritual path into a profession? Dolores Cannon, pioneering researcher, author of 19 books, and renowned healer and speaker, refined her unique training method of advanced hypnotherapy over the past 4.5 decades. Today, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique is the world's fastest growing accredited training course. Level 1 is available online now. It's easy to learn, affordable, and effective. Level 2 is the advanced module. QHHT has trained and certified over 6,000 practitioners. Take advantage of our exclusive offer for ZGR listeners only. If you register today for Level 1 online certification program, you'll receive a 10% discount by using code ZETA2015. That's ZETA2015. This offer is valid until June 31st, 2015. For more information and to enroll, please visit DoloresCannon.com/learn-QHHT-online. And don't forget to use our exclusive discount code ZETA2015.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. What a great show we had today. And I just want to take this moment to thank the community. In this community, I mean all of you listeners who are all over the globe. I feel that this moment is our time to come together. Hearing the devastating effects that the earthquake caused in Nepal makes you think that this could have happened anywhere. And the hope would be that no matter where we are on the planet, that we would all rally together and realize that we're all connected. So again, please, if you can, go ahead and donate to HimalayanHealthCare.org. They really need it. The tents and the tarps are really just the beginning. It's several million dollars they actually need, and this is just the beginning steps to recover what has absolutely devastated these beautiful people of that land. So thank you for that. I also want to thank you so much for supporting what we're doing here. I think we're on to something great. Within 1 week, we've had over 1,000 likes on Facebook page. Absolutely beautiful. And the people who are coming on, you guys, are from all over the planet. So an absolute great platform of community.
call in, write in, share your story, and let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what stories, what's happening in your part of the world. We want to hear it. We want to share it. We want to invite you on to personally share your story, because I'm sure what you're talking about will affect us all. On behalf of Zeta Global Radio, Zeta Global Group, please check us out at zetaglobalgroup.com. Check us out on Facebook at Zeta Global Radio. Again, thank you. Many blessings to you wherever you are in the world. Have a blessed weekend from all of us here.
The world was stunned last week at the news of Nepal's devastating 7.9 earthquake. Himalayan Healthcare desperately needs your help. ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, is a proud supporter of the relief efforts in Nepal. Join us as we honor the work of HHC. Doctors from around the globe are donating their time to bring the supplies and medical care to those who are only reachable via a 3-day trek by foot. Donate now at HimalayanHealthcare.org. Your contribution goes towards the purchase of tents and tarps. The monsoon season is about to arrive, and the majority of the Nepalese people are without shelter. Let's save lives and work towards rebuilding the villages and families in the Himalayas that have been so gravely affected.
ZGR, Zeta Global Radio.